the Yavirenu Arabama Slushus Rabbin. The head to wear a kimei is only to wear it, but not to hold it in your hand. You're not allowed to walk out with it holding it in your hand. So Drashi Shlo Yachzenu, Tlehevi Tachshit Shlo Yel Derech Malbish. You need another heter. It's not only a tachshit that it heals you. It has to be Derech Malbish. Derech Malbish means the way you wear it. But it's time to hold it in your hand. There's no heter. So Vaitichre, why don't be afraid? Maybe you will go with it into, you have to go to the basic kisei, and then you'll have to take it off and refresh. Be afraid you should walk with it. Elamai, this should be a raya that kimei does not have kedusha to it. And the Gemara Hochi b'mayaskinim b'mechul pesor. Talking about the kimei, this ksav has or around it, has like or parchment covering it up. So since it's covered up with parchment, then you'll have to walk into the basic kisei. For the morvarei tefillin, we had before by tefillin, the mechupor, even though it's covered up with batin, you have skin around it. For tani, we learned about tefillin hanichnas the beis hakisei. Somebody has to go to the beis hakisei. Cholitz tefillin barucha gar ba'amis. You have to take off your tefillin dal damis away from the beis hakisei. For nichnas and go in there. So you see, even though the parshis are covered up with the batin with the or, still since it has kedusha inside, you're not allowed to go into the beis hakisei with it. Sira kimei also. Since it has a ksav inside it, it has Hashem's name, it has Pesukimon, it has Kedusha, even though it's covered up with or, still it should be yes to go to the basic Kisei. And the Gemara name, Hosim Yishom Shin. Really, if it's covered up with or, that's enough to be mad to you to go into the basic Kisei. Tefillin is different, because on the outside bottom you have Shin written on it. So, Mishum, the Shim, Shin, you now I go into the basic Kisei. Term Rabbi Shin, Shel Tefillin, Halach L'Moshim Misinei. Yom Rabbaya Dalit Shel Tefillin that we have in the Kesher of the Shorosh is also Lech L'Moshim Sinai. Yom Rabbaya Yud Shel Tefillin, that's the Yud we have in the Kesher of the Shel Yad, is also Lech L'Moshim Sinai. So since these three things are sticking out, so to go into the basic case would be also with it. Hashem King, the Kimei we're talking about, where is Mechup or all around it. So since there's no Ksav on the outside, with the Kimei Yizich allowed to go into the basic Kisei. Ve'enichlam, if the Kimei would not have Mechup or, would not be covered up with skin, just the Ksav itself, it could be it has Yesh by Mishum Kedusha, and it's also to go into the basic Kisei with it. So to Rashi, also Mishum Shin, Shosuyim or Hachitzen, that the Shin itself was written on the outside, or Atzmai, Koimit by Gimuk Mot, like we have in the Batim, Sharosh, it's taken out three lines to make a Shin, Kain Shin, Mishakai, Vihadalid, Vahayud, Asuyim, Mikesh, Shakosh, Ritsuis, made the Ritsuis, Achas, the Tzof, Miachas, Mizwek, and Dal Ritsuis, Dan Rechad, Luibom, Vyayim, Bela, Kvifan, Fight. So the Gemara, so moral on this blinds by a shalev is like, his kimei has a kedusha, doesn't have kedusha. Play more blinds by yourself. Fighter. The Mishnah said, "V'leib b'shuyin, v'leib b'kast, v'leib b'mekfayim." You're not allowed to walk out on Shabbos with different type of shields. So the Gemara, shuyin zarda, it's one type of a shield. Kasto Amarav Sanvosa. So Rashi says Koiva, that's like a shield over the head, over your hat. Or Takas Koiva Hamatris. You have a skin, it's a metal hat like to protect your head. Mikfayim Amarav Pasmiki. Rashi Pasmiki and Plios Shobazu Mchama. It's like some boots you wear to protect your feet that are made out of metal. They're different type of shields. So that's the Mishnah says, Vata, you know it'll walk out with these things on Shabbos. But if you do wear these things with the rice, it's mutter. Like Rashi said in the Mishnah, since the malbush ninu b'chol l'machama, when you go to fight, you wear these, it's called the malbush. Therefore, with the rice, it's mutter. But with the rabbanon, though, it's also to wear these things on Shabbos. The Mishnah loyteitze isha b'macha tanekuva. An isha cannot go out with on Shabbos with a needle that has a hole in it. And we'll soon see she's chayav chatas if she wears this, because this is not a piece of jewelry. It's mamash a needle she sews with. So it's called a masa. She's chayav chatas. The same thing. An isha goes out with a ring that has a choisim, a signet. For her, it's not called a tachshit, and she's also chayav chatas. That's a type of a pinch used, if I say so, on the neck to close the shirt, to close a blouse.
type of a pin. So it's talking about a body, she's not wearing it right now to close her blouse. She's stam hanging it on her. So about she's stam hanging it on her, she's chayv chatis.
Veloy bekoivelis. Can't go out with the koivelis. We'll soon see what that is. Is that what she's saying? I will see in the Gemara what koivelis is. Koivelis.
Veloy betznucha shlo pleiten. And not with a bottle of pleiten, a type of a perfume that she hangs around herself because she has a bad smell, so she hangs around her neck a bottle like her perfume. If she walks out with this thing, she's mamis chayiv chatis. They're not called a tachshit, it's called a masri. Rashi, politem, blessing, mashko de farsimo, type of a farsimo, this type of perfume. Chayiv es chatis, kisov alav tachshit ninu. I see how the machloik is here with this last thing. Sluchis shal politem. It's the first part of the mission, everybody's masking me chayiv chatis. The machloik is here, this last part, sluchis shal politem. This jar of perfume that she hangs around her neck.
What?
I will see in the Gemara. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that also everybody has a chayiv chatis. We'll see in the Gemara. What? Where? At the end, you're right. All right. We'll see. Let's look at shel plaitin. The yemiyot is chayiv chatis. That's Remei Shita. The chom poitrim the chayveles. Obviously, right. Last two cases it's machlokes. The chom and poitrim. Chom and say no, it's poitrim. The chayveles of sluchas shel plaitin. To walk out with the chayveles. We'll see in the Gemara what that is. And sluchas shel plaitin, that's this jar that she has a perfume around herself, they hold this patron. Why? Because they hold it is called a tachshit for the isha. Therefore, she wears it on Shabbos, she's potter. And the Tanakama holds, no, it's not called a tachshit. Therefore, she's Ramei holds, it's not called a tachshit, it's called Stama Masli, and she's Chayiv Chatis. And we'll see in the Gemara of these cases. The Baal, the Shal, the first two cases, everybody holds close, she's Chayiv Chatis. If she walks out with a needle that has a hole in it, and she walks out with a tabas, a ring that has a chais and has a signet, it's not a derech for Nisha to go out with this type of a ring. So the Gemara Amar Ula, the chilufeihem biish, Ishno is just the opposite with a man. Drashi, Amar Ula, the chilufeihem biish, a tabas koi, he's going on a ring. The tabas sheyesh lechaisim, a ring that has a signet on it, im yotza potter, if a man walks out with that on Shabbos, he's potter. And if it doesn't have a chaisim by a man, you should know be yotza chayiv chatis. Then you chayiv chatis. Of course, it's a derech for a man. What type of ring does he wear? A ring that has a signet. Since he always signs his name with it, that's a derech for him to walk out. So on Shabbos, it's also called a tachshit. He's potter. But to walk out with a ring that doesn't have a chaisim on it, for him, it's not a derech. So therefore, he'll be chayiv chatis if he doesn't.
He can't use it on Shabbos, though.
Yeah, but still called a tachshit, though, for him. Even though he can't use it, midrash, though, it'll be called a tachshit. It'll be called it like a malbish, even though he can't use it. Since it's a derech for him to walk out in the middle of the week like that. Yeah, so the Shirash said, it's only going on the ring. He's the macha, the needle of Adar is no chilek. Yeah. Like nobody wears a needle out of jewelry. If you have a needle with a hole in it, it's only I made to sew it. So if a man walks out, that'll also be chayiv chatis. Ulu's only talking about the ring. That's a chilek between a ring that has a chaisim that an isha is chayiv chatis, and a man is potter. So the moral maksav ula, kol midi de chazil ish, lo chazil isha. Anything that's roi for a man to use is not roi for an isha. Like this ring, even though it's aimed for a man to use it, but for Nisha it's not. Well, midi the chazal ish or the chazal ish, and a clothing that's roi for Nisha is not roi for Nish. The Bimar Moser Rav Yosef, the Yosef Akasha. Shadalach or Haroyim, the shepherds that work outside, Yoitzim besakin, they can wear a type of a raincoat that's not really a coat, just a sack. They throw a sack, like a sack, over them. In the Chiddush is now v'loy haroyim b'vad. Not only a shepherd could go out on Shabbos with this type of a raincoat. Omru elakol adam. Anybody wants to wear this sack now to protect himself from the rain, or even without the rain, to walk out with it as a malbush, it's mutter. Elashadarkin shel haroyim lotzis pesakim. So the reason why it says a royim could walk out with it because he's the one that usually does it. So what do you see from here? That since one person wears this type of a sack as a raincoat, it's called a malbush already, and whoever wants to wear it can wear it. Abi, one person uses it. Type of people. There also, since by a man, a tabash yesh alechaisim has a shem tachshit, so why is Nisha chayiv chatis? That's the kasha nula. How could he say, v'chulufayim b'ish? So Trashi, the sakin, shem is chasim behem nifnei agishomim, yesakin mal busak. They cover themselves from the rain with poshet a sack. Elo kolodim, alma, afagav delo regila bay, even though other people are not roy to use this type of a sack for their raincoats, of a migud lagabai high tachshit, since nagay to the roy, it's called a tachshit, and this is Rashi, says Claude, we always had, that the heter to wear mabushim, to wear your shirt and your coat on Shabbos, is called a tachshit. A tachshit means it's a purpose for the body, and it's bottled to the goof. see it. The Mal B'Shir has the same Tachshid on it. Lagabi Hai Tachshid, Lagabi Hai Nami Tachshid too. Since for the Roy it's called the Mal B'Shir, it's called a raincoat, who would then anybody could wear this type of a raincoat? So it's a Kashanula. Once you see for a man that this Chosim, this Tabas Sheshula Chosim is Mutter, who would then it should be Mutter for Nish also. So the Mora Chiddish, Omer Rabbi Yosef Kisava Ula, Noshim Am Befnei Atzmon Hein. There's no Raya. Noshim are called the Bazundra Am by themselves. As the Raya means only men. Since one man wears the type of a raincoat, all men could wear the type of a raincoat. But the fact that a man uses this type of a ring that has a chesem on it, it's no good for Nisha. Nisha is called an Am Befnei Atzmon Hein. Nisha doesn't help. There's a Blatty Gemara also. But the Mora Eisvei Akashre Fula, Eisvei Abaya. Abaya for the kashya fula. The dalocha hamoitzi tefillin. If you find tefillin out in the rishus rab b'mokim b'zoyin, it's not much in the middle of the street. So what can you do with it? Stam to pick it up and carry it. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So the amati you machnisim zug zug. You're allowed to put them on you in rishus rabim and carry them inside your house. It's once they're on you, you're wearing a derech malbush. There's no isit rice anymore. Lozayin smuk sits that, but as the rabbanos they make on as b'zoyin tefillin to bring it inside. But you only put on zug zug one pair at a time. Echad ish, zaya, man finds a tefillin outside. Echad isha, whether an isha finds a tefillin outside. This is the question now. How could an isha wear tefillin in? V'yam written noshim am. And if you want to say ladies are different, they're called an am by themselves. So what's the heter for them to wear the tefillin inside on Shabbos? For her mitzvah sasei shez man gromu. Poshet tefillin is not, you're not mechuyah tefillin at Laila, or else not mechuyah tefillin on Shabbos. So it's called the mitzvah sasei shazman groma only by daytime and in the middle of the weekdays. So there the klal is, the whole mitzvah sasei shazman groma is noshim pturus. That's the klal, noshim apotah. So the b'zoi here, since noshim apotah, it's not a derech for them to wear film throughout the week. So b'zoi, how come if they find film in the street, b'shus harab, on Shabbos, they're allowed to put it on and wear it? The chur for them, it should be called the masi according to the. Since it's not a derech for them to wear it, elamai wants a derech for a man to wear it. But he owes Noshim Am Befnei Atzmon. You have to have, in the Am, people wear it. In the Am of Noshim, nobody wears it. And the Gemara, you have to say, Hossam Ksavar Rav Meir, that that Rav Meir says, it's Mutter, he goes at the Shita, Laila Zman Tfilnu. I tell you, he goes at the man, the Yom Laila is also Zman Tfilnu. And Vaita Vishab is Zman Tfilnu. This Mishnah, this Graisam, goes, I'll leave with the man, the Yom, that Tfilnu is Mechuyiv all the time. Zai Balaila, Zai Bashabis. The Mela Hevele Mitzvah Sasei Shleias Man Groma. According to this man, the Yoma, Noshim are Mechuyiv to his film. It's called the Mitzvah Sasei Shleias Man Groma. They're also Mechuyiv to do it. And the Klal is, Bechol Mitzvah Sasei Shleias Man Groma, Noshim Chayavis. So that's Pshan, this Mishnah that says that if you find film, Bishus Rabim, even an Isha is allowed to put it on and wear it inside, it's only because they hold that Noshim are Mechuyiv its film. Therefore, since they wear it in the middle of the week, it's called a malbush for them. But la locha, the we hold, it's the mitzvah seishas man drama that on Shabbos you're not allowed to wear tefillin. Abizai Noshim don't wear tefillin throughout the whole week. So la maisa, when Isha finds tefillin, b'shus harav, she's not allowed to carry it inside. That's why it's brought down la locha. Like that. So they pass the Magen Avraham, at least like that. That when Isha finds tefillin, b'shus harav, she's not allowed to wear it inside. Because, oh, it's not called a malbush, since we hold like ulu svara. For the Gemara, here's a drashi. Hamoitzi tefillin b'shabis b'shukai b'derech outside. Machnisin l'ir, carried into the city, derech malbush. Zug zug k'derech shalevish b'choyom. Echad b'rosh v'echad b'zraya. V'cholzin, bring it home and then take it off. V'choyzo maniach zug acher, then go out and put on another pair of tefillin. O machnisin l'chen kulim. V'yechad isha. I the kashra is v'yaf, agab l'ayv tachshit isha ninu. It's not called the tachshit, because they never wear tefillin. What's the pshat? No nigo d'avi tachshit l'yish, shari af l'isha. So that's a kasha nula. You see, even though something is only a malbush for men, it helps for Nisha. So why does it say a tabas? How does the Mishnah say if Nisha goes out with tabas, she is shalem, chaisim? She's chayim chatis. Why? It should be called a malbush for her.
It's una brucha, yeah.
What? These are bad, yeah. And look, we hold Shabbos last month film. We let that, I mean, let them on the yom, let them on the yom, how that Shabbos is the month film. That's not going to brucha here. Let them on the yom. Laila zman tefillin is Rashi b'chein Shabbos. Hilkach li'er lom zmanim hu. V'yein lem zman kibua shetei mitzvosom mitzvah saseh shizman drom li'pote noshim hen. Hilkach nochet laila b'shabbos mishum de plukte b'tavayim. Because it's machlekes amsefti menochis on both punkt. That we have his tefillah leil Rav Meir b'chad b'ned lav zman tefillin hu nimsa zman kibua let tefillin. V'hevelu noshim pturis. If one of these coins would have been put, let's say just on Shabbos, or just Balayla, then also be Shver, then Noshim would be Potom. Now since they hold both times, Yichayiv is a lot of Noshim Chayavis, Hilgach Tashritim Hein Lo, therefore called like a Malbish too, it's bought to a roof, and she's allowed to wear it.
Why team women are supposed to put on film?
But Dama Yorak, right, Dama Yorak. We don't pass it. Yeah, we don't pass it. Dama Yorak. Mirikuradin, even Bisman Azeb, they want to put on film, they could with a brocha. It's like all the mitzvah fishes among them, if they want to, they could do. But the Basun Dvinian, they don't do. Tzitzisan Tzion, they don't do. But Shalulu, but Shaifa, they do. They make a brocha, it's the same thing. Really, the potter, no stamas, they want to do it, so they do the mitzvah. But film and tzitzis, two things they don't do. Fredimara, Nukashinel. So this is the Zeblat Gemara, according to Ula, the Pshat is Noshma called Ambef Neyatzman Hain, and therefore a ring that's good for men is a Chiv Chatez for an Isha. So the Mostamakach, now how can an Isha, the Mishnah says that she wears this Tabas, or she wears this needle that has a hole, she's Chiv Chatez, Fred the Gemara, Vahoytzor Kalacha Yadi. It's called Vahoytzor Kalacha Yadi, it's not the Derech to carry down the middle of the weekday. So it's like, why is she Chiv Chatez? She should be only awesome with the Rabbonin. So Drashi bought so kalacha yadu. Amas nisin koi. Goes on the kashas in the Mishnah. But yatso is tabas. Talking about when she wears out this ring. Shemotziyosa derech malbush. Talking about she has the ring on her finger now, and she's wearing it like a malbush. The etzba. Now this ring that has a chosim on a signet on it, we say it's not a derech for to wear, it's not a tachshit. Amai chayev es chatis. Why she goes out with it? She's chayev chatis. Harei lo yotziyah kadera kol amotziyin. She's not carrying it out now. The derech, the way to carry out this ring. Shekol amotzi dovish shein a tachshit. Whoever carries out something that's not called a tachshit, loy tachshit loy motziyin loy sub yadayim. Usually the way you carry something is you carry it out with your hands. For loy derech malbush. So since this ring is not a derech for to wear it, so she would carry out this ring in the middle of the weekday. How would she carry it? In a hand, like anything else, like carry out money, anything. So you're also, for her to be chayim chatas on Shabbos, it should only be she's carrying it out in the hand, not wearing it though. And the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyo, Bisha Gizbori Saskin. Talk about Isha takes care of affairs. She takes care of the business for somebody, and she's only sometimes she has to sign for the person. So she's also a derech for to wear it in the middle of the week. She also wears like this. Therefore, she carries it out on this way. On Shabbos, she's chayav chatis. Since for us, they have to do it even in the middle of the week. Gizborius, the Rashi, she sholchois chaysomais tamid. She sends her chaysomais k'seidim. The mamunah tachter that's on the hook. Or leima tenu kach pakach moyes to Pliny. Give this money to Pliny. She has the chosim in hand. Hilkach regilehi lo nicha betzbo. She's ruggled to leave the ring on her hand. Or miyo tachshet lehevil dido. It's not called a tachshet to her. The enderech noshem bekach. Or miyo derech chaytzoa shezu bekach. Mitz chidish. Without sometimes in the middle of the week she takes care of the business. And she has to sign. Then so it's a derech for her sometimes to put it on her hand. So since it's a derech for this Isa sometimes to put it on her hand, kiddush. Derech hoysa, it's called now. And she carries it out this way on Shabbos, she's like a chayev chatis. Mashenkin to say it's called a takshit for an Isha that no. Like an Isha bizarin for an Isha to wear a ring that has a chosim on it. So takshit for it's not, there's no heter. But derech hoysa, since sometimes in the middle of the week, she puts it on her hand to sign the letters, yeah. And that day when she does it, she walks with it, a derech hoysa it's called. That's what the Mishnah says, she's chayev chatis, this Isha, because it's a derech for her. Omar Rabba, Omar Yochanan, Teretz to Isha. You gave a Teretz for an Isha. That's good. An Isha is Chayiv Chatas. So the Ish, Ma'ik Lameimah. Ula said that if a man walks out with a ring that doesn't have a Chosim, he's Chayiv Chatas. As well, Chur the Kasha, there also, of course, Lav Derech Chosim now. Since a man never wears a ring that doesn't have a Chosim, if he would carry it out, how would he carry it out in his hand? So why does the Mishnah say, Ma'ik Lameimah, if he wears it, he's Chayiv Chatas? Why? Ma'ik Lameimah. Hello, Omar Rabbi, I say a Teretz like this. Sometime a man in the house has his ring with the chosim on it, and he gives it to his wife, put it away in my special chest. So when she puts it away in the chest, she also puts it on her finger and takes it to the chest. So since sometimes she also wears it, that's why now she walks out like this on Shabbos, she's chayav chatis. And what did the man? Sometimes the lady takes off her ring that doesn't have a chosim on it and she gives it to the husband to give it to the jeweler to fix it. Someone wrong, a charm fell off. So, and the man takes it there. You have to say at that time it's yeshtegi. When he takes it to the store, he puts it on his hand and takes it to the store. Until he gets to the umin. So, it's therefore what's called derech hotzor. Say it's a malbish, about a malbish, it's not, because he doesn't always wear it, and it's a little bizoyin. Just as one or two times he puts it on to take it to the store, so that makes a derech hotzor to walk out with it this way. Therefore, on Shabbos, it'll be chayav kratis. Sometimes the man gives it to his wife to hide the ring for him. Some say that the dresser, the kufsa, the box, has a chesem on it. And when she opens up the box and puts something in there, she has to sign it again. So that's why he gives her, her ring to sign. He gives her the ring to sign it. He gives it to his wife that she should get something out of the box or break the seal, then when she closes it, seal it up again and then bring it back to the husband. That's what she have said. But it says a lashon, just take it to the box and leave it there. So that's Rashi likes the first pshat. The husband is telling Hisham, hide it for me, put away my ring in the box. Since sometimes the man walks out with this ring to take it to the umen, it's called a derech hotzor. It's called. Yeah. Right. So the Mishnah. V'loy b'kaliyah, v'loy b'kavelis. So the Gemara, my kaliyah, what is this kaliyah? Omarav mechavanta. Trashi mechavanta, it's nushka type of a brace, charm. Shemachavenes v'koysheris miftichei acholik. It like closes together the opening of the blouse. Yes. She uses this charm to close the blouse. So they speak out about if she would be wearing it now to close the blouse, yeah. It'd be mutter. But so much she stam has it hanging on a blouse. She's not using it to close it up now. It's stam hanging. Therefore, she walks out with it to shaila. She's chayv chatas in it. That's a kaliyah. Kavelis. What's kavelis? Amarav chumrato depilin. It's also she has something tied up. There was some type of medicine. Sam, sheshmoy pilin for reichi orav. This smells very good. The isha she reichi ra to enes aleha. An isha has a bad smelling. Also puts this type of sam perfume on her that smells good. So that's called kavelis. Chumrut to the pilin. The chen omer of asi chumrut to the pilin. Type of a jar of pilin that she has hanging on her. And that's the machlokes the Mishnah. If that's called a tachshit or not, that's where Meir says it's not called a tachshit for Nisha. She's chayiv chatis. And the Chacham said no. Poitim bekavelos ubesufish aplaitim. It's about an isha that has bad smell or smells bad. Wants these perfume hanging on her. Chacham said that's called a tachshit. It's called a tzarech haguf. Just like any other jewelry. What's the tzarech jewelry? She wants to look nice. Say she wants to smell nice. So to let her smell nice, midirais will be mutter. She'd be allowed to walk around with a jar of perfume around her. If it's smelling, it makes her smell nice. That's called the tzarech of the guf. And when there are bonnets on the yosa. For now you hold, it's called a masse. But the chum say no, she's put. Right. Turn around bonnet. Loi teitzi bi chavelis. She's not allowed to go out with a chavelis. That's what this chumus of the pilin, that's this type of perfume hanging on her. V'yim yotso chayiv chatis divrei meyit, like it says in the Mishnah. He old is called a masui, and she's chayiv chatis. V'chom maimrim loy teitze v'yim yotso ptura. Chom said, no, midiraisi, it's muti, it's called a tachshit, since it's a sorach haguf. But midrabon is still also, we're afraid maybe we should take it off and show it to a friend. Re'ab lezo oimer yoytzi isha v'chavelas l'chatchila. He holds, no, even mitchila nisha's allowed to walk out with this perfume on Shabbos. The mother Michael is the Gwasta Machlekis. Remeyus of Masayu. He also knows these things are not called bottle to the goof. A perfume is not bottle to the goof. It's called a Masli. Yechayev Chatis. For Rabbonin Tzavri, Tachshitu. The Rabbonin say, no, this is called a Tachshit. Or the Rabbonin also, though, the Dilma Shafi Machve, Vyosu Lasuyi. We're afraid in the middle of the street she'll take it off to show a friend what kind of nice perfume she has. Mm. And she'll show it and walk with the Daldamis. Like all gzeres of tachshitim, it's also the levels on Shabbos. For Reb Lezer, what is the oldest mutia sovar? Mandar kolimirmo, who's a derech to wear, go out with this perfume, like in her mouth or hanging on her? Isha shereichera, own an isha that smells very bad. Mele isha shereichera, lo shalfa machva. She's not going to take it off to show a friend, lo yos lasvil, abamas, which is rabim. Men were not afraid to walk with the dalams, which is rabbin. Why? Because it's a good night for her. What is she going to show a friend? That I have to walk around with deodorant on me, because I smell so bad, and I have to walk around with it. It's a bizarre to do it. So therefore, we're not afraid she'll take it off. So help your blazer. So Drashi, Rabbon and Savri Tashutu, Hilke Chemiot of Turo, Omila Katrila Loitates, because she's not allowed to go out. Dilma Shofa Macha, maybe she'll take it off and she'll show it to a friend. Lemir ma lo niach pitzavoro kemoi shokov romi. Because in the Vishu Sharecha Ra Lishafa Machel Shigenusula, it's a gneiss but to wear this thing. So we're not afraid she'll do it. Right, from the more of Tanya Kasha, we have Leza Poitiv, the Chavelas of Sluka Shaplaitin. As we just got finished saying, Leza says, Metchila, it's Mutta to go out with this. And here the Brisa says, Leza just said she's Potter. Potter means there's no Issa Midiraisa. For Machim Midirabaran, what is Alsa? It's a Sphira. Is it also Midirabaran or not? The more like Kasha. Avad the Rebbe Lezer himself holds this mutter metchila to go out with it. But it depends who he's talking to. He koi yad Rebbe Meir when Rebbe Lezer is ding zechon Rebbe Meir. That says it's also midiraiso. And when he said this, look at Chila, he's talking to the Rabbonin. What does that mean? Kikoi Yad Reb Meir, when he's talking to Reb Meir, the Yom HaChayev Chatis, that Reb Meir said it's not called the Tachshit, it's called the Masiyat Chayev Chatis, or Malay Potter. So Lezer just says back to him, I didn't say you, I said no, it's Potter. That means you say it's Ostim Midiraisa, I tell you no, it's Mutter Midiraisa. But about the Yostim means Mutter Midirabonin. First, again, Reb Meir, he just said it's Potter Midiraisa. Kikoi ad Rabbonim, when Reb Lezer is dingizach with Rabbonim, the Yamri Potter, that Rabbonim also hold Midiraisa it's Potter. He only says also mid Rabbonim, Abel also mid Rabbonim, or Mariyu Mutlakatchilo. Then Reb Lezer answers back and says, I hold it's even Mutlakatchilo. There's no stira. Reb Lezer always Mutlakatchilo. Just when he talks to Reb Meir, that's the way he talks. He talks that Lashon. So the more yes now, my Reb Meir, where's this Reb Meir sheet that holds? The trashy, my Reb Meir, hechi yashkon diari bo Reb Meir, poloi rabbon,